This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want to check in with one of my colleagues, Daniel Zalewski. I've known Dan a really long time. He's the features director at The New Yorker, and I see him, I don't know, 20 times a day. But he never fails to surprise me with what he's interested in, all the stuff that he knows about. He reads about as much as it's possible for a human being to read. Dan, what are you reading these days?
There's actually one of my favorite books that I don't think people read as much anymore, which is Italo Calvino's Baron in the Trees, which is from the late 50s, a big, sort of warm-hearted, charming, almost YA kind of novel about a young baron who doesn't want to sort of fulfill his royal duties and goes to live up in the trees for his entire life. And never comes down. And the book kind of in a really just wonderful way, you know, answers the way that a kid would say, well, how would you do that? Like, how would you go to the bathroom? How would you sleep? All those kind of questions are kind of answered. But then when I think about it now, it's almost like terraforming or something. Like if you were to go into this place where you think it would be impossible to live, if you have the human mind and if you have observation and you have kind of confidence in your own ability,
resourcefulness,
you can kind of create a whole world.
And would you recommend it to kids?
Yes.
Dan, what else you got for us?
Google Photos. And what interests me about Google Photos, you know, it's something where you can take all of your pictures, store it in the cloud. That's not interesting. What's interesting about it is the algorithms that silently work on your photo collection and start providing memories for you. You'll suddenly get a little message that says, here was your life 4 years ago. And they've turned it into a little story, a little photo album. But it's more that it selects the photos in which your smile is the brightest.
Does it get rid of your terrifying Aunt Irma?
Yeah, it gets rid of all the kind of the shots that you wouldn't necessarily want to keep. And just kind of creates a kind of pristine, slightly sanitized version of our lives. And that's what
Amazing.
I think is kind of creepy about it. Though I think this is something that we're going to live with. There's just something about having this incredible visual archive. I mean, everyone, you know, we've had in the past letters, you can go through your letters and go through the past, but there's nothing just swifter in terms of like, you know, really filling up your mind with memories than photos. To me, like, there's something that we have to reckon with, the fact that we're creating these visual libraries of them are ourselves, and now the fact that we can comb through them and create these sort of new pathways, it's going to make us even more obsessed and tell kind of new stories about who we are.
The New Yorker's Daniel Zalewski talking about how to spend even more time online with Google Photos and the 1957 novel The Baron in the Trees by Italo Calvino.